As your friend reminded you, now on Shabbos you're not allowed to write. That's what happened in the afternoon. And then again later in the afternoon you forgot again. You're not allowed to write, and you wrote again the second nois. Are you chayiv or not? As Prita, if it's Tehillah Mechud, one forgetting the whole day, even though you wrote one in the morning, one in the afternoon, you're chayiv. But the other case was in the afternoon, you remembered that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. But then later on, you forgot, and you wrote again B'Shogi. What's the Lucha? HaKoysev Beis Oisiyas B'Shtei Olamos, with two different forgettings. Achas Shachas V'Achas Bein Abayim. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. Rabbi Gamliel Machayiv, Rabbi Gamliel says you're chayiv. Even though you knew in between, so what? But Chomim Poit, Chomim Say Yipotu. The more of a Mike Mitzvah, what's the Machlokes? Rabbi Gamliel Sover, Ein Yedir L'Chatz Yishir. Even though in the afternoon you remembered that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, so now you knew you did an Aveir in the morning, but what did you write in the morning? You only wrote one ois. That's called a Chatz Yishir. A Chatz Yishir is not called Yedir. It's not considered like you knew you did an Aveir. So the first thing is garnet. Then later when you finish the second Ksiv in the afternoon, again B'Shoigeg, then the Malacha was finished, then you Chayiv. Rabban and Savri, Yeshadi Lachatzi Shir, no. Even though you only remembered in the afternoon that you wrote an Aleph in the morning, which you put them in the Raisa, but our call part of is called Yadiya. So as if you said that Ksav is finished with. Now in the afternoon you only write one Aleph, it's a new Ksiva. One Aleph alone, you put her, it can't be Mistar of two things. Because we hold Yeshadi Lachatzi Shir. Since in between the Malachi you remembered you did, and what you did is only a Chatzi Shir, you put her. Now you can't be Machayev Achatis. Hadron Alecho Abayna. I start a Shmei Masech Perek Ahoyr. Yeah. A little bit here. We have two pictures here.
We have a bullet board here.
Zog the Mishnah. We have Lezer Wayna. Hoyrig Shloisha Chutim V'Tchila. If you start off making a beged. Now the way you start off making a beged, everyone knows in your weave, is you have to have strings, the red strings going along. Yeah, and then you put in between, you put strings in between, that's the way you weave. You have strings going long, and then you have going across, that's the way you weave.
That strings just too big, that's so good.
The Pashra. And Pashra, the way you weave is like this, that you have strings going straight across, and then you put another one straight across. That's called, that's the way you weave. So you have to weave, it means after you have the strings going straight up, now the strings you go across. You only chayiv, Reb Lezer says, Oirik Shloisha Chutin. If you start off making a riga, you have to put three strings across. When you make three strings across, that's called enough weaving, that you chayiv. Here also, you have to put three strings across here. You go in three times, that's called weaving. Less than three strings across is not called weaving. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Hoyreg Shloisha Chutim Betchila. You have to go across three times. The Yachas Alorim. But if you have a beggar that was started from before Shabbos, now if you just put one thread in the middle to make a go to make an Ariga, just one thread you chayiv on Shabbos. That's Reb Lezer Shita. If the beggar already started before Shabbos, now you put just one across, you chayiv for that. That's how Reb Lezer. You only chayiv by weaving on Shabbos if you weave two chutim. Now weaving means after you have the strings going along the shesi, you start putting the arrow across. By start putting the arrow across, that's starting the process of weaving. So when you weave two strings across, that's the shear of our riga to be chayiv for. Yeah, one of you go two times, yeah. You put two strings across, Yechayim. Ho'ise shtei bote nirin, v'nirin. If you make the two bote nirin, v'nirin, Yechayim. Now the bote nirin is, the way you weave, you have to be able, there's two bote nirin here, if I'll pass around. You have to be able to weave is, it's in between here, there's like a hole that the string goes through that picks up the string. When you want to weave, the string's going across, it's better to have one in and one out. One in and one out. Then you put the weave in between straight across, and it's woven. Now, should you have the chassis straight along, how do you get it in between? It's very hard. You have to go zigzag, zigzag. So it's better to do is have the on a weaver, have one string in, one string out. One string in, one string out. And then all you got to do is just push it straight across. So the Shtei Bote Nirin, that's the middle hole here that holds the strings in place to make one in, one out. That's called Bote Nirin. It's a little hole here that holds the long strings, the Shesti, in place. That one should be in, one should be out. That's called Bote Nirin. So just putting the thread through the two holes. There are two holes here called the Bote Nirin. Just putting it through the two holes, for that alone you chayiv. That's called Bote Nirin. Let's see here. Putting it through these things, putting it through these two holes here. That's the Bote Nirin. So I say Shtei Bote Nirin Benirin, either or else Bekiris. Kiris is another part of the loom, another part of the thing. Or else Benapa Bekarva, when you make a sieve, when you make a basket. Or else Ubasal, Chayiv. And making the Shtei Bote Nirin of these things, Yechayiv. Vaitav Yatoifa based Tviris, if you sew two stitches. If you rip something on Shabbos, Korea usually ripping a beggar as a kilkel, but if you rip it, Amanas, to sew it up again, better, base tviris is chayiv. No matter how small you rip, but it be it's enough of a rip that there you could sew back two tviris, for that alone you chayiv. So to Gemara. Ki yosir Reb Yitzchok Toni, shtayim. It says in the Mishnah, you learn shtayim, you have to make two. Shrash ki yosir Reb Yitzchok Toni, masis nochi. Reb Leza Weimer, hoirig veis chutim betchila. His own Mishnah says Reb Lezer holds when you start off making the ariga, you have to first put three strings across. That's called the choshev ariga. With two alone, you potter. And here's what Reb Yitzchok learned: no, even Reb Lezer with two strings, yichayiv. For the Gemara, stirai vanan tanan gimel. Our Mishnah says according to Reb Lezer, you only chayiv with three strings. Lekashim. It depends if they're thick strings or if they're small strings, thin strings. Depends how thick and how thin these strings are. Is Amrilol Hagisa or Amrilol Hagisa? Some say this way, some say this way. Amrilol Hagisa, some say this way. Alima, if it's a thick string, then Tlosa. Then you have to weave at least three strings. Why? That's like Sosri. That doesn't break. Or betray Sosri. Since they're thick and clumsy, if you only do two, will break. Katini, Mashenke, with smaller, thinner strings, Trey Nami Loisasri. Even two don't break. Okay, so if it's a thick string, you have to at least weave three stitches in there. Three lines. Two lines won't stay. So the Mishnah says three means with thick ones. And the Bryce of Yitzchok says two means with thin ones. Some say this way. Katini Tlosa. Forget, if it's a thin string, then you have to weave three strings going across. Why? Yadi. Then it's nicker. It's noticeable that you made the ariga. Trei la yadiya. But if you only made two strings across is not nicker. So therefore you potter. Mashenken alimi. If you use nice, big, thick strings, then trei nam yadiya. Even by putting just two strings across, for that alone it's nicker, you made a type of an ariga here, and you chayiv for two strings. So that's the two different ways of learning. Tanya. Ho'oire gimel chutim v'tchila. If you metchila put three strings going across, and after you have the shesi set up, now you put across three strings across, you chayiv. Betchila, by starting the beggar off, v'yechad alori. If you already had a beggar that started out before Shabbos, and now you just moisif one more string going across, but that's yechayiv on Shabbos. Chayiv. V'chom moimrim no. Bein betchila, bein besayv shiurim beis chutin. Whether you're starting off now the beggar, or whether you're finishing the beggar on Shabbos, you have dafka need two chutin. You have to always put two threads across in the weaver. Over sofa, who are doing? You're making a hem. Is also base chutin. You have to weave two strings. Bereichiv gimel botanirin. The lengthwise of gimel botanirin. Like we're saying now, these botanirin here is the lengthwise that if you see a machine in between, you need these holes holding up the string. That's like a length. So if you weave one string the length of three times this botanirin yichayiv. That's a shear how long the string has to be. The string has to be to go through three botanirins. Botanirin are holes holding the threads in place. It's like a shear, like 5 inches, 6 inches, whatever it is. Avad yichayiv. Only do one string just this amount yichayiv. What do you mean? Then avad yichayiv. Weird. No. Oh, you're right. Over sofa base chutin, right. You have to do two strings, right. If you do one, you potter, right.
If I do one,
it wouldn't be enough. It has to be base chutin. Base chutin, bereichiv gimel botanirin. So tomorrow, loma zadayim, what is zadayim to? Liorik tziltzul katin. A way of weaving a small type of a belt. you weave a belt this way, for some reason that's the way it looks like it. Shrashi b'tzotzul katan, daimul yori tzotzul katan, chagura k'tzara, small belt, she'ena rechava yoyse mishleisha botanirin. That's the whole length it is, mishleisha botanirin. So mashmer has some chshivis. If you weave it this long, the length of three botanirim, a small belt is that size. That's why it's a chashiva arigah. But beis chutin beroychiv, give what near where we give. Beis chutin beroychiv gimel botanirim. For your orig gimel chutin betchila, v'yechod al orig chayiv. That's what the bray stands off. That when you start off, you have to do three chutin. And if you do one on something that was done for me before Shabbos, Yechayim. So the Gemara stomach, Reb Lezer. That's Reb Lezer sheet in the Mishnah. Now when you start off making it bigger than Shabbos, you have to do three strings. And if you have it bigger, started before Shabbos, now you're just continuing, it's enough one string. Tani, the Chazal Breit says, Hoirig beis chutim, if you're making two chutim, ala gas v'al imra. These are also different type of hems. Gas, Rashi says, Orik harbe is thick, means it is woven from before ready. Or else al imra tchila sa beged. You're starting off the beged right now. Shargan by orav mimin echad imra. You make a type of a hem at the bottom. Then you chayiv. Tani, the number is orik beis chutim. You use two strings for the gas of an imra chayiv. We have less goyim afilu echad on this hem, even one you chayiv. Over sofa another type of a hem. Shnei chutim. Bereichev shloisha botanirin chayiv. Then you only chayiv if you do two strings, the roich of the length of shloisha three botanirin. Halom is that daimel yorik tzilsakotin. Shnei chutim two strings are roich of gimel botanirin. For yorik beis chutim alagas. For alim rechayiv. It's done with rabbanon. This goes down with rabbanon. That in all cases you always need two strings. You don't need three and one. No, it's enough. Just two strings. And we pass to the rabbanon that you always chayiv for rigo. You always have to do two strings. It's never enough one, and you don't need three. Now with two strings, you chayiv. Right, oisa beis botanirin. If you just put the string through the two holes that hold it in place, for that you chayiv. For the more my benirin, omra baya, tarte be botanira. Two strings have to go through these two holes. The chod benira, and one has to go back to the original where it's held on here, the string. When you put the strings across, it starts off, it's tied around the corner here. So it has to go far onto the corner, then straight across into the two holes. That's chayiv for us, shnei botanirin. Even though you didn't weave anything yet. This is our setting up the chassis, setting up the strings going upwards. That if it's tied down to the end of a rod, and then it goes across into the two holes, for that you chayiv for Shabbos. That's called osay shnei botanirin. Right. Bekiris, the Mishnah says, what then? Bekiris, my Bekiris, omarav mutsavisa. The kiris, that's another part of the kiris, is called, that's the reed. As after it goes through the botanirin, there's another type of a thing that holds the string in place. That's this here, called the kiris.
Yeah.
So putting it through the kiris, also yechayiv. It's another part here that holds the strings in place. It holds the chassis in place. So putting it through this kiris, this gauge, it's keeping the chassis, the strings going along, in place, yechayiv. That's called matzah. Mitzavisa. Trashi Mitzavisa, Biroyas Garden, Oregon, Borrego. Alright. But at Taifa based Tfiris, if you sew two stitches on Shabbat Yechayiv, for the Gemara Tanina, Biyavas Malachas. We learned this already in the Mishnah Klal Gadol. But at Taifa based Tfiris, if somebody sews two stitches on Shabbos, he's Chayiv. So what do you have to say it again for in this Mishnah? So the Gemara Mishon the Kavoy, the Mishni Seifa. The Akareya, Manas Litzvah based Tfiris, Kotoni Nami at Taifa. Since the Mishnah wants to tell you Chiddush, that if you rip a beged, and you rip enough of a size that you can sew back two stitches, yechayiv. So that's why it starts off saying, if you stitch two stitches, yechayiv. And if you rip to make two stitches, also yechayiv. For the Gemara, v'akarei yehonamitanina b'yavas m'lochis. We learned this also over there. It also said, akarei amnas litvorm. And the Gemara l'mishum, the Gemara l'misne sefer, hakarei b'chamosoi, v'yalmeisoi m'shumochi k'toni atefer shtei tvirus. The next Mishnah talks about somebody rips the chamosai. So while you're angry, you rip something. And we'll see if you're potter a chayiv. The Zinsser wants to say the next Mishnah about ripping b'chamasai. That's when this Mishnah also ends off saying there's an Issa Tvira and there's an Issa Kriya of ripping. Now next Mishnah explains when you're chayif in Kriya. But never write about Kriya. I'm not bit for shtei Tvirus. So tomorrow hechi mishkachas lo. How do you have sowing two Tvirus? Hechi mishkachas lo. The Ovdom ki kisto. Trust the Ovdom ha beggar ki kisto. Holeches u miskafelis. The beggar is folded over. Sheina beggar shovis, not straight. U boilet be beggar kimin kis. There's like a pocket sticking out. Vesaroch lekroya ha beged lamatam, you have to rip the beged on the bottom, or moilu in front of it, sew back in place. Via tvira misyasheva, then it's miyashuv. Hey, this is the case, how come you have to rip it and then sew it? Nakura, if you can sew it back again, don't rip it. So Terah says sometimes when it was made like this. Doesn't look like this, like a pocket here. So the Eitzer is rip it here, straighten it out, and then you sew it back again. That's called you ripping it, al manas to sew it back in place. So such a case is not called a kilkul. Fakek, you're ripping al manas to make the beggar look nicer, then you chayiv. So that's the Mishnah. Hakareya b'chamosay. Somebody's boiling meat on Shabbos, he got angry, his kid did something bad, he got angry at him, and he rips his beggar. Kareya b'chamosay. V'yal meisay. That's Rachmanos, he heard somebody was mace. Somebody died in his family, he got so angry, he ripped his beggar. V'chol amakalklim pturim. Who was in any type of kilku you do on Shabbos, you potter. You take a glass and throw it and break it, you potter midiraisa. That's called a kilku. V'hamakalku al manas l'sakin. But let's say like by Korea, you don't stop rip because you're angry. But you rip, like we said before, where the beggar wasn't made good. And you're ripping it now al manas to sew it back better. Then shiura kimasakin. Like we had before. What's the ticking of sewing? You have to sew two stitches. So if you rip on size that you can sew back two stitches, for that you chayiv. Shiurei hamalavein v'yamanafes v'yatzoveya v'yatovein k'molei roichiv hasit kofum. Hey, how much of a thread are you chayiv? Malavin means you wash it off. Washing off the wool on Shabbos, that's malavin. Manafes, combing out the wool. V'yatzoveya, dyeing the wool. V'yatovei, spinning the wool. How much do you have to spin to be mechayiv? K'molei roichiv hasit. You have to make a string. The size of a sit means when you stretch out your thumb to your finger like this. That's called Kerechav Asit, Kofel, two times. So Drashi Asit Kofel, first B'gemara Sit to Hefsik, that's the space, Shebein Etzpaliyama, between the thumb and the first finger. K'moshodim Yochel Achiv, as much as you could separate them. V'im Tovoy, if you spun a thread that long, or else you washed off a thread that long, v'nipis, v'tzovon, shen kulam avas mlochas, chut echad, oruch yeshir azeh es chayiv. V'aitavo oirik, if somebody are weaves, shnei chutim, you weave two threads, shiur and kamoli asit yechayiv. Is that what the Mishnah before said, yechayiv ariga two chutin? It didn't say how long they were. We only had the shear of gimel botnim, that was according to Reb Lezer. But according to Chum, we didn't have the shear. How long does the thread have to be? The thread has to be shear kamol yasit. The space between your thumb and your first finger stretched out. Drashi orig beis chut and shurin. But reichav abegit kamol yasit shafu pish to orgu al pnei kol reichav abegit chayiv. Even though you have a nice wide begit, you're making a long sweater. You don't have to weave in two strings along the whole sweater. As long as you put two threads in this size, a few inches. For that you chayiv on Shabbos. The Kopon Al Mishnah says if you rip because you got angry on Shabbos, that's called the kilkul on your potter. For the Mar Kasha Reminu, have a kasha on this. Ha kareya b'chamosoi. If somebody got angry on Shabbos and because of his anger he ripped the beggar, it's called kareya b'chamosoi. Or else be avoloi. He heard that somebody was mason his mishpacha and he ripped his begol not to mekayim mitzvahs kriya. Stam, he got so angry. He heard the bad news, he ripped it. V'avoloi. But what was one case? Tama Ovel, V'yal Meisoy. But two things is. V'avol Kol Mitzvah Stam, V'avol Stam, you feel very bad. V'yal Meisoy means your own Meis could be Meisoy means you have a Chiyuv to sit Shiver on him. V'yal Meisoy. Is a Loch HaChayiv. If you rip for one of these purposes, it says Yechayiv. V'yaf Al Pi Shemachal Es HaShabbos. Even though you mechal Shabbos, you chayiv, you rip something on Shabbos, but as vegan yotzi de kriya. You don't say that like it's called the mitzvah of Bobi Averum, but we say no, you yotzi de kriya. If you al meisoy, one of your kroifim was mace, and you ripped your beggar on Shabbos, you mechayim mitzvah's kriya. Yeah? But for that's Megan, you're over the Av Malach of Kriya on Shabbos. That's what this Brisa says. So here it's Fakert from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that someone rips across the Chamasir, Al Mesoi, he's Potter. Trashi Yotzi Deya Kriya, Shodim Chayim the Kroy Al Mesoi. It's one of the Mesoi, you have to sit Shiva for him, you have to rise Kriya. So you're Makayim the Mitzvah Kriya. And the Gemara like Kasha, there's no steer with the Mishnah to the Brisa. Ho be Mesdi Dei, ho be Mesdi Alma. I'll tell you that Trashi Yotzi Mesdi Dei, Brisa the Tony Chayiv, be Mesdi. When the Brisa says that Yechayiv is talking about your own mace, Shechayiv lekroyalov, you have a chi of kriya. Hilka kriya didei lav kilkulu elatikin. If you have someone yom hashpacha that was mace, so you have a chi of kriya. You mechoyiv to rip your beged. So if you rip your beged on Shabbat, that's not called a kilkul. It's called your mekayim mitzvah right now. So that's called a tikin. That's why Yechayiv for Shabbos. But you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So if you do it, you're mechayiv. It's called your mechal Shabbos because it's called a tikin. You're mekayim the mitzvah. For her, the Mishnah though is talking about you didn't rip on somebody have a chi of kriya. So stam, you felt bad that somebody died and you rip your begodim. So since you're not mekayim any mitzvah, that's a pure kilkul, and that's why you put in the Mishnah. For the Gemara can't be. The Mishnah says like Kriya Bechamasa v'yal meisoi. So Mashan, the Mishnah is also talking about which you are meis. Even though you have a chi of terais kriya, and when you write and when you did it, you're mekayim the mitzvah, still you're potter. So here it's a stira. And the Gemara Liyelam the Meis today. No, both the Mishnah and the Brisa talking about your own cravings. One of your cravings was Meis. That you have a chi of Terais Kriya. Of Abahanech, the Lab Bnei Avelis. No, a Meis today, Abahanech, the Lab Bnei Avelis Ninu. That you have no chi of Avelis. Strashi Liyelam the Meis today. Shemut Lolo the Kavri. O mi Abahanech, the Lab Bnei Avelis Ninu. Sheinam Yesna Amur Mepashas Kanin. Ove Vi'im Moi Bono Bnei Sov Yochad Yachoysay. Meisa means Saka true, somebody you know, a close friend or a close cousin, but before you don't have a chi of kriya. That's what the Mishnah means. So in such a case, you potter. Since you don't have a chi of kriya, you're ripped on Shabbos, that's called a kilkul. The Brisa that says Yechayiv means one of the seven kriyim that you have a chi of terais kriya by. Titanya, Fret Gemara. Vi chochem, but let's say this person that was meis is a chochem, chayuv mechayiv, or anyway you have to rise kriya. Titanya. Chochem Shemes, a chochem that died, hakil kroivim. Everybody's called a korov. For the Gemara, hakil kroivim, that's true, second title, everybody have to sit shiva. Eleim hakil kikroivim. That means hakil kurim olov, hakil chotzim olov, hakil mevarim olov, bruchovim. That where chochem was made, everybody's allowed to rise kriya, and you have to have chalitza, that's a certain type of kriya they used to do to uncover the shoulders, and they used to have a sudas havro in the street. So a chochem that's made, you're supposed to do this. So the kashkir is if this person that died on Shabbos was a chochem, and you rip now, you should be chayiv, because it's called a tikkun, you have a chayiv to rise. So the moral of the love chochem. We're talking about the mishnah where the mace was not a chochem. The adam kashu, even if it's not a chochem, but it's a kashu a yid, chayiv be mechayiv, it's still mechayiv to rise kriya, the tanya. How come a person's kid dies when they're young? Kadesha yivka v'yisabal alotim kosher. They die young to teach their father to be misabal on an adam kosher. For the Gemara, Kadesha yivka avuni shakli minei. To teach a person to cry on somebody when he dies. That's the reason why we take away his own children, his own arvin, his own arevis, his own mashkin. What's the reason why a kosh brother kills them all your children when they're young? Ela means like this. Mifnei shaloi bochum. It means that when somebody was maced and autumn kosher, the father was not, he didn't feel bad, he didn't cry about it. So, anoinish that you didn't cry when somebody died, the Abisha takes away your son when he dies. Shakol aboichal autumn kosher. If somebody dies, when an autumn kosher dies, if somebody cries, when an autumn kosher dies, is moichal loy akol avanoisiv. Halacha is when moichal akol avanoisiv. Bishvil kovet shosa. The fact you did a cover to this mace, for that alone will make a call of an oyster. Agar Rabbi Saul Slant, I think, says, the voice of the Gemara, the midi kneged midi is, if you don't die when an adam kosher dies, why does Hashem take away your children? The midi kneged midi is, what's the reason why you don't die if an adam kosher dies? If you don't cry. If the pshat is because you don't feel so bad, because he's an adam kosher, he's going to go to Gan Eden anyway. Adam Rabbos, you have to live here for, let him go straight to Gan Eden. So that's why he don't bother you so much. But that's wrong. So Abuzadi Abisha takes away your small children, the same thing. Since they're young children, they also go straight to Gan Eden. So Abuzadi, what do you care there? The Abisha's taken away, it's going to Gan Eden. That's the Midi Kanegan Midi. But that is not the way. When anybody's maced, no matter how much of a tzaddik he was, we're supposed to feel bad for what we lost. Gefort, we're losing somebody. So that's a bad midah. But for Kert, if you do cry, it's Mechel al Klov Anoysev. So I call upon him, Adam Kosher, that died, you're supposed to also rest Kriyam. Lo, it's Rechad Lav Adam Kosher. It wasn't an Adam Kosher in the Mishnah. Weiter. Vi de Koi b'shas etzias neshama. But if you're standing there, b'shas the person himself is mace, is also Chiyuvi Mechayiv. You're Mechayiv to rest Kriyam. De Tanya. We have Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Ho oi meid al hameis b'shas etzias neshama. If somebody standing by somebody, b'shas etzias neshama, Chayiv l'kriyam. You have a chiyuv to rise kriya. You're supposed to rip your begodim then. Holom is zedoyma. What is this doyma to? The sefer Torah shenisafum. As the sefer Torah, they got burnt up. So the chiyuv here also, if the person, you were there, b'shas, the person was dying, and you ripped your beged on Shabbos, you should be chayiv. Because since you're supposed to rise kriya, it's called a tikkun. So why does the Mishnah say chayiv? Le'tzricha yatzeh sign the Mishnah, do le'koi b'shas tzias neshama. The Mishnah is talking about you're not standing there b'shas tzias neshama. Lamaisa though, we're not knowing to make these kriyas though. Lamaisa, we're not even knowing. Afilu, you're standing there, b'shas tzias neshama. Lamaisa, we don't rise kriya. So shaila, why the minig is not to? Some say the minig not to is because if the minig would be to rise, nobody would go to people b'shas tzias neshama. People wouldn't go there. They'll know they have to rip the begodim, they wouldn't go there. So mele shanig ben a minig not to rip your begodim. Hanodim kosher also, we're not knowing. Lamaisa, we're not knowing to rip our begodim. Only on the Zion proven. But Mikra Adindo, the din is like this Gemara though, that an Adam Kosher, a Chochom, or Yedea B'Shas, Tzias Neshama, you should rip your begodim. So Gemara good. Tenech Meisai. So you want to be Miyashiv, this bright that it says if you rip on Shabbos Yechayiv, it's talking about one of the Zion Kroven you have a Chiyiv to rise Kriya for. That's good Meisai. Of Eloch HaMosech HaMosech Kasha. But the bright also says, it says if you rip the Chamosai, Yechayiv. That's the first Gemara. Hakareya b'chamosoi. If you rip b'chamosoi, yichayiv. So what do you do with that? That's only a kilkul. So why does the Brisa say yichayiv? Ela chamosoi achamosoi kasha. And the Gemara chamosoi achamosoi namel kasha. Or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. Or Rabbi Yehuda diyoma amlocha shein tzirich legulfa chayiv olei. You talk it true, you're ripping. And you don't need the ripping. But it's called the Mlocha Shensrich Lagufa. That's why Yechayah, that's from the Braisa. Hor Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. That what? Yeah. You're making this Kriya, but you don't need the Kriya. The Yom Mlocha Shensrich Lagufa is Potter Olei. Since you don't need the Kriya, I'm not to Mesak in your Potter. But the Braisa goes according to Reb Yehuda, that holds Mlocha Shensrich Lagufa Yechayah on it. For the Gemara, no. Eimu the Shamad of the Reb Yehuda, the Mesakin. When does Reb Yehuda say Mlocha Shensrich Lagufa Yechayah? That's only where Koponi be Mesakin. Of a mekalkum ishamatlei, and in a case where you're ruining it, avad the kukul is pot even according to Rabbi Yehuda. See, when you're ripping your beged, you're ruining the beged. Where you mekalkul avad your potter, so it's still shred of rice. How could Rabbi Yehuda hold when you rip on Shabbos? Bechamos yichayiv lechur it's a kukul. And the Gemara Amar Avavin hainami misakenu. No, when a gevis mos is called a tikkun. The kaoved nachas ruach liyitzroi. It's considered you're doing nachas ruach liyitzroi. Means you have anger. Your yetzer is burning up in you. He wants to do something bad. When you rip your beged, now you cool down your kas. By cooling down your kas, that's called you did a nachas ruach yourself. That's called the ksas tikkun. That's not called the kilkul anymore. Since this ripping does something for yourself, you could be chayiv. All right, we'll stop here, but the Gemara doesn't blight with this terrace. This terrace is a square terrace.